the information battlefield. War Room with Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very happy to welcome my guest, Ashton Forbes, for possibly one of the most highly anticipated interviews of my time at InfoWars, let alone hosting the War Room. Ashton Forbes is an organizer of MH370X, a volunteer group dedicated to solving the mystery of MH370 and the science behind the advanced technology deployed on the plane. He's a government contractor with a security clearance unrelated to anomalous phenomenon, but he's not bound by an NDA, and everything revealed is publicly available information. MH370X is the first ever community-led, crowdsourced investigation into this matter. Ashton is simply the voice of the community. His mission is true discourse on our terms without letting anyone set the narrative. You can follow him on Twitter and find all this information that he's posting at JustXAshton on Twitter and on YouTube, youtube.com/JustXAshton. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ashton.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, Harrison. And thanks to everybody at InfoWars for watching along today.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people are, like I said, one of the most highly anticipated interviews we've had in a while. A lot of people wanted us to have you on. I'll admit, when I first saw your post start cropping up on my newsfeed, I was sort of like, Flight 370, the one in Malaysia, that fell in the ocean, right? I mean, I sort of ignored it for a while, but it kept coming and kept coming. I started paying attention to it. Our crew members started going, are you looking into this 370 thing? It's actually a pretty big deal. So I started looking into it. You're presenting some very interesting information. Just give the folks out there an overview of what you've uncovered about this Malaysian air flight that disappeared over the South Indian Ocean.
Yeah, so right away, I just want to throw a quick shout out to Greg Reese, who has covered this, and all the truth seekers out there, because without all the people who've been following along, keeping up with this investigation, we would not be where we're at today. I think that at this point, we are ready to disclose potentially the largest verifiable conspiracy of all time. And I know that's a bold claim to be making, especially on this show right now. But as you just heard, I think the official narrative out there that this plane crashed in the South Indian Ocean is complete nonsense. We can essentially prove that there's no chance that that's what happened to the plane. There was no debris field found for this plane, even though it was the largest, most expensive search in human history. The official search did not find one piece of the plane. If this plane had crashed into the ocean, there would be a debris field everywhere. It would have been visible from space for days. We would have seen it and found it the next day. We have satellites everywhere. As part of this investigation, we uncovered this SIBR system, which is a real-time global persistent surveillance network that's basically monitoring the whole globe with a Google video playback. Mm. We didn't find any black boxes. The SOSIS system didn't hear any acoustic detections. Neither did the Western Australia or Diego Garcia hydrophones. There was two radar systems. Indonesia and Australia don't see the plane on radar, even though supposedly it's flying in the South Indian Ocean. It's an active shipping route. They say it crashes in the daytime, but nobody sees it. There's no witnesses there. The official narrative has it running out of gas. The ocean's really big, but there's nowhere else for this plane to go. It's running out of gas by the official narrative. There's four emergency transponders that would go off when the plane crashes. We don't get any detections from any of them. There's 19 families of the victims who claim that they can call the victim's cell phone for up to 4 days, begging the governments to go look into these cell phones and why they're able to call them, including one who proves it on national television. Hmm. So just that weight of the evidence alone says the official narrative is not adding up.
Well, and I remember at the time, you know, seeing some of this evidence and thinking, okay, the obvious answer is that it was somehow hijacked remotely and maybe landed at that. It was Diego Garcia's at the Air Force Base, very close to where it disappeared. I remember that sort of being my conclusion at the end of the day when this first broke, is that it must have been hijacked remotely and landed. And there's a lot to get into here, because there's who was on the plane, what they're involved in, how that relates to what you've discovered. And I am very interested to know how you got this imagery that we're seeing here, the videos and things, because it does almost seem too good to be true. And So I'm not suspicious of it, because I think you've thoroughly debunked your debunkers, and that's a part of what you do that we'll get into. But I'm just interested to know, like, how you've gotten to this point, how much work it's taken, how much has gone on behind the scenes. So again, I'm here with Ashton Forbes. We'll be back on the other side to break down exactly what happened to MH370 and its mysterious disappearance.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
With Harrison Smith is where the shields of truth are forged in the fires of inquiry.
Ashton Forbes can be followed on Twitter at JustXAshton. He's recently published an open letter to Congress. It says, "My name is Ashton Forbes, and I'm currently disclosing the most important videos in the history of the world." Quite a claim, but I think he can back that claim up, because if what you've discovered is really what happened, this is a very big deal. So if you can, what happened to MH370? What happened to this plane?
Yeah. So this plane takes off from Kuala Lumpur, headed to Beijing at 1642 UTC. And we like to talk about UTC times because it makes it a little simpler to understand. At 40 minutes into this flight, we have the final communication that's publicly available that says, "Good night, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. 64 seconds later, this plane goes dark. So this is the part where we believe that a lithium ion battery fire breaks out, either that it's sabotage or that it happens accidentally. There is almost 500 pounds of lithium ion batteries on board this plane, which are extremely dangerous things to be having in the cargo bays. They were outlawed later on. And at the same time, there's a witness, Mike McKay, sees the plane on fire from an oil rig, just in the max distance you could see a plane at cruising altitude. He only sees it on fire for about 5 to 10 seconds. The plane goes dark and turns around. At this point, there's a Wired article that mentions that the correct course of action, if you had a fire scenario, would be to pull the buses, to basically reset all the computers in there, and then your plane would go dark. Around the same time when this plane goes dark, there's 9 witnesses along the coast, hear loud noises as well. All of these witnesses end up getting discredited, in addition to every other witness I'm going to talk about. 10 minutes later, this plane turns around. It's flying towards Penang Langkawi International Airport, the closest airport that you would go to in an emergency situation where you could land a 777 at night. And 10 minutes later, we have the situation where now another, a communication is heard by a 777 pilot who doesn't want to be named because they probably don't want to lose their job like Mike McKay did, saying that they hear the co-pilot and or co-pilot with some static, and they don't give any more information about the communication. At the same exact time, there's 8 fishermen who are off the coast of Thailand and Malaysia, and they actually see the plane flying very low. Now, contrary to the narrative that this was somehow a suicide route, you know, we've already developed now that they're going to the closest airport. We see this plane flying low, which is, indicates that they are trying to save the passengers if there was a depressurization event, because you need to fly low in order to give the passengers enough oxygen to breathe. So the plane gets to Penang. And weirdly, if you watch the Malaysian Minister of Defense interviews, this is a very sketchy guy. He claims that this plane was unidentified on radar, but that they knew it was a civilian airliner and that they knew that this plane was not hostile. The only way that you can know that, assuming this, you know, the hijacking scenario is at play, a pilot suicide scenario is at play, is if you actually have communication with the plane. They also don't send up any jets, which people have really attacked them for. The most likely answer is because they know it's not a scenario where you need to send jets up. It's an emergency event. Potentially even the United States government is going to take control of the situation. It gets to Penang at 1752 UTC, which is about 30 minutes after it goes dark. For whatever reason, it doesn't land there. We have speculated that it could be because the lights are not on. It's a third world country. It's 2 a.m, essentially. The airport would have been closed. It wouldn't have been safe to land for whatever reason. Perhaps the landing gear was damaged. Perhaps they couldn't dump the fuel because of the fire scenario. It would have been too dangerous. Whatever the case may be, they fly over the airport. The co-pilot's cell phone pings the cell tower down below, meaning they might have been trying to call for help. Recently, people have told me as well that it's possible that they didn't realize it was an emergency event until like after it gets towards Penang and after Penang. So they might not even have been able to communicate with the airport to tell them, hey, turn the runway lights on so we can land. Whatever happens, this plane goes through the Straits of Malacca, into the Andaman Sea, and to the Nicobar Islands. This is still the agreed upon flight path. The official time when this plane lost signal, 1840 UTC. That's about an hour or 2 hours after this plane takes off. And now about an hour after it flies over Penang. They changed this time several days later. And they claim that the last communication was really no 1815 or 1822 UTC based on some radar data. The reason why this is important is 1840 UTC and this point in the Nicobar Islands is where the official narrative says this plane turns into the South Indian Ocean. Our approach, our narrative, our story says this is where the videos are happening. And the reason we know this is in the satellite video, we can actually see the coordinates in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. And the coordinates indicate the Nicobar Islands right there. So what we did is we looked up all the satellites and we could look up amateur trajectories. We found out USA 229 was right there in the location where it could send the data needed to create this satellite imagery that we're seeing. And we found out that it was right at 1840 UTC. Then we find out there's a witness. The last witness is down there on a boat, Kate T. She's going from India to Phuket, Thailand. She sees a glowing orange plane flying low, descending with black smoke coming out of it. When we look at our videos, we're seeing something come out of both of our videos at the back of the plane, which could potentially be smoke. It's too low for it to be contrails because this plane is very low. We can see these cumulus clouds right next to it that only form between 1,000 and 5,000 feet. We even checked the weather. The weather within 15 minutes is consistent with these low cumulus clouds as well. So Catherine T's sighting, even the direction of travel of the plane in her sighting, which they were able to recreate from the automatic GPS, is consistent with the videos and the story we've put forth of the fire. Now, lastly, what I'll say is some of people have said, probably sitting there thinking, well, you just told me they didn't find any debris, but some debris washed up on some shores. That was not part of the official search at all. Some of that debris actually has burn marks on it. The parts that have burn marks are consistent with the honeycomb pattern of a Boeing airplane. There's also a piece of debris that's not reported, which is a fire suppression device from a B-777 that washes up in the Maldives a couple weeks later. The Maldives is intentionally ignored and not included in the search for whatever reason. There's even a serial number visible on it. If you guys Google it, you'll be able to see it, which would potentially have tied it to the plane. So the scenario that we put forth with this fire event happening, completely consistent with the tiny amounts of debris, less than 1% of the plane that they found. And then in our videos, we see the magic happen. And I almost wish that we didn't see these orbs in the videos, which I think is U.S. government, third-party contractor technology. And I almost wish we didn't see this event, this zap that we see where the plane disappears. Because if you took that out of these videos, I don't think anyone would have any hard time believing that the videos are real. And we would be able to uncover the truth and the conspiracy that the U.S. government did something to this plane. But because we have these orbs, it's just shattering the minds, ontological shock of the UFO community, of really everybody out there, because it defies everything that we've been told could be true.
So what are the orbs? Because I agree with you. That's what I think I said earlier. You know, it's almost too good to be true or something. I mean, you see these orbs and it's like, well, what are they?
Yeah. And so what we see that is happening here is we're seeing a non-radiating barrier. We're not looking at a metal sphere here. We're looking at an object that's creating a field that is displacing itself from space-time. And when it does that, what it can do is reduce the mass of the object to zero. If you've reduced the mass of the object to zero, now you can float freely. Now you can accelerate at speeds that would be impossible for conventional craft, which is what we're seeing happen with these orbs, where they're traveling at roughly Mach 3 speeds, as estimated by comparing it to the plane, which is a 777 turning wall in descent. It's maxing out its capabilities in both videos that are perfectly in sync with one another. So what originally I had hypothesized, which engineers have now reached out to me, theoretical physicists have reached out to me and essentially confirmed, is that we're talking about room temperature superconductivity essentially being the key that is unlocking this technology. And there are certain shapes, toroids, which can essentially trap the electromagnetic fields and amplify them to a degree where you can create this space-time barrier around the object that is allowing these orbs to travel at these speeds. And then we also, even just very recently, the pattern they're creating is a 120-degree sinusoidal zero-point energy pattern. And what this means is these orbs could be essentially locking on to the plane. They can be both attracting and repelling from one another, which is why we see this perfect triangle formation going around them. Now, when I first saw these videos, I thought, this has to be technology that's thousands of years advanced, has to be non-human intelligence. It's just too far out there. But the more I've dug into this case, the more I realized this is not non-human intelligence. This is our version of what potentially that might look
this
like.
This could be the first revelation of this technology in human hands. We have a lot of questions, folks. Stay tuned. We're just scratching the surface. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Ashton Forbes is my guest. You follow him on Twitter at JustXAshton. And especially for our radio listeners, you got to go to the Twitter because you got to see the videos. I mean, if you're a television viewer, if you're on band.video, you're seeing what I'm talking about. But if you're a radio listener, how do I even describe this? It's a what looks to be an infrared shot of a plane flying and circling the plane sort of around the plane's way. I don't have the words to describe this, Ashton. But, I mean, there's three orbs that are circling the plane that seem to sort of come out of nowhere, and they're circling the plane, and then I guess it just disappears. Like I said, there's so many questions to get to here, Ashton. I guess first is, how did you even get these videos? Where are these videos from? What angle are we even looking at here? Is this a satellite that's a top-down view, or is it at some angle to the Earth? What are these videos?
Yeah, so the satellite view, we're looking down. I think that that's how little understanding we have of what the satellite capabilities are in the United States. And that's why when we found this SBIRS video, where you can just Google this if you're a radio listener, go to the videos tab, you'll see Lockheed Martin's website, Global Persistent Surveillance Monitoring. They have capabilities that are essentially Google Earth, but with video playback. Right. And they can probably just pull back anything they want, anytime, anywhere they have a satellite that can pull information back. The SBIRS system, the intention is tracking missiles, boats, planes, intelligence, and battlefield awareness, all consistent with what we're seeing in the videos here. These videos date back to 2014. I actually remember seeing the drone video, which is the colorized electro-IR camera produced by Raytheon, a multispectral camera, back in 2014, but my conscience had not risen to the point where I could even understand what I was looking at that time. We actually believe that the person these videos were leaked to, Regicide Anon, a YouTube account, they probably didn't even know that what they were looking at was real. And that the leaker, U.S. military personnel, had to convince them that what they were looking at was real. They probably had to tell them, hey, you're looking down here in this as well. You're not looking up in this satellite footage. You can find the links if you go to my Twitter. Top of my pinned tweet is All Evidence, which is 12 pages long. We're probably not going to be able to get through all of it today. I just want to hit the key points for people out here. You can find those archive links that prove these videos go all the way back to 2014. The first video even says received March 12th, 2014, just 4 days after the plane disappeared. That's that satellite video. We can see that drone is cropped out in the satellite video. We can see from the drone video, this HUD data has been removed. If we look at those 2017 DOD Navy FLIR videos, we can see that it looks very similar to that, but the leaker is added using the onboard software, this thermal layer. And the reason why people do that is they want to show more details. In the case of the drone video, we can tell which details they really wanted to stick out. They want us to see that there's trails in front of the orbs, forward-facing gravity engine. What's happening, these orbs are creating their own geodesics. Not only are they ignoring gravity, they're creating their own gravity and pulling themselves along like train tracks on it. And so we can also see there's a thermal signature within the orb that's spinning as well. And from talking to Bob Greenier, an engineer, he says that this is due to the toroidal effect that's inside of these orbs from the fractal toroidal moments that are happening. And essentially what this is where it's able to magnify, amplify this electromagnetic signature in order to create this forward-facing engine that we see that's actually distorting the atmosphere. It's why we see this cold trail in front of it. Potentially, you might even be able to see this if someone were to look up and watch. Now, when they're spinning around, they also have some purpose here. It looks like they are mapping the plane, getting it ready for this event that they're about to have it undergo. And then about halfway through their pattern, all of a sudden the orientation changes. It becomes a ring around the plane and it goes vertical. And then right before this zap happens, in the thermal especially, we see a lot of detail where these orbs converge on the plane. And in the last frame, before we see this plane get encompassed and undergo this macroscopic phase conjugation, which is a phase change of the plane from macro to quantum, that we actually see the orbs flatten and we see the plane itself begin to blur. Now, this has been described as that the time of the plane is speeding up. It's accelerating. It's approaching superluminal speeds, the speed of light, essentially. So when I say teleportation, it's a bit of a crude approximation. What's really happening here is that a unifying theory of quantum and macro has been uncovered. The military-industrial complex has had access to it for at least 10 years. And what this allows is for stuff that we would think to be magic, but is adequately described by the double slit experiment, the most mysterious experiment in physics. And so this plane, and just recently on my podcast that I just put together just to be able to understand the science, I had Dave Rossi, who is a DOD contractor and engineer himself, hypothesized that there's a fourth orb. And the fourth orb is in the destination of travel, wherever you want this to go to. And it's entangled to the other three orbs. And so the idea of what's happening here is this plane is being teleported, quote unquote, at the speed of light, maybe even faster than the speed of light, you know, using quantum teleportation, quantum entanglement to the location of that fourth orb. Now, we can't really prove where that would be because we don't have two high quality military videos on the other side. But we can say that this is happening right there in the Nicobar Islands. And this is the reason, as hard as it is to believe, that we weren't able to find any plane, even after 10 years almost, after looking in the most expensive search, looking above water, below water, why we didn't get any acoustic detections, is that this is the scenario that, you know, makes the most sense. And that's what's most compelling about these videos is without these, we would have never solved the case. And I think that the leaker who was probably watching on an airplane, tracking the plane, who was looking at the drone footage, who was probably watching the SBIR system, tracking the plane, also realized no one's going to ever solve this case unless they leak this footage.
So this was leaked footage, and it's two different videos, one from a drone and one from a satellite, right? I'm just trying to – there's so much information that you've provided. I'm just trying to keep it all in track. As you said, I don't have the scientific wherewithal to even understand what I'm looking at here, but it's making sense the way you're describing it. So one was a satellite, one was a drone. Both of these were leaked and have been available on the internet since 2014, but only now with you and the work that you're doing with MH370X are these being made publicly available and explained satisfactorily.
Yeah, the explanation is the hardest part, right? And that's what we had been missing, is that we needed those FLIR footage from 2017. We actually probably needed Trump to post that satellite picture. Because when that picture got posted in 2019, a lot of people thought it couldn't be real. They thought there had to be more atmospheric distortion if that's an image from space. But the answer is it's not necessarily just an image from space. If you watch the SBIRS video on Lockheed Martin, they give away the secret, which is that they are constantly surveilling the whole world in IR satellites all the time. And they're building a computer program that's taking all that data, just like Google Earth, but it has video playback. When you watch Google Earth, you're not watching the satellites move, but you can still see the images, right? Now, imagine if they're doing that all the time, every second. And this is why in our satellite video, it's 6 frames per second, because it's a huge field of view that is constantly building this real-time video playback that can also be recorded and played back anytime they want. And what we were able to uncover early on and why I started to get invested in the case was that there's a mouse in the satellite video. Some people think it's a bird, but there's actually a black mouse.
This you mean like a computer, like a computer indicator, arrow mouse.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's not what's moving the screen, is that that mouse doesn't, the satellite coordinates don't change when that mouse moves around. They're using like a trackball or some other analog to move the perspective around.
Oh my God.
And what we found out is that mouse.
Well, hold on. Stay there. We got to go to break. But yep. The amount of hidden technology that's being revealed right now, sort of overwhelming. It's kind of fun for me. I'm sort of the audience as well, where I'm just trying to wrap my mind around what's going on here. We'll be back on the other side with Ashton Forbes. Oh my God.
And never give up the fight. Fight.
InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Jeff with DMO Knives, and we are super excited to partner with Alex Jones for this style Breacher knife from DMO. For a limited time, our tactical Breacher, through our Alex Jones partnership, will be designed like this. We have our black over OD Cerakote, OD G10 composite handles with the following logos upon them. Betsy Ross flag over here with Alex Jones signature here. And then you flip that over and we've got Donald Trump. Fight, fight, fight. We've had these things crammed in a Humvee, prying open a door in Syria. We've shot them at the range. They have survived. They have a lifetime guarantee. So if you ever break one, we'll replace it for you to help develop the toughness and sturdy and durable and usability, along with the beauty. There's four different heat stages that we put this thing through to come up with a dual level of hardness for usability and sturdiness. It's built to never fail the operator. Made in America, by Americans, for Americans. How much stronger can you get than the DMO quarter inch thick steel Breacher? Patriotic, strong, just like America. Again, we are super excited to team up with Alex Jones with DMO Knives for this product, which is our patriotic tactical Breacher. You can't get more patriotic than this. We can't wait to get them in your hands.
In the last 6 months, as InfoWars has been fighting for its very existence, we've had a lot of great organizations and groups reach out wanting to support us. Well, I got to tell you, Dead Moose Ops is one of the best. They put out some of the most amazing collectible limited edition knives and other amazing collectibles with folks like the Hodge Twins and so many others. These guys are bringing great products to the American people, and they're keeping some of the most important talk show hosts on the air as we win the fight against the globalists. So we've decided to come out with 500 of their best-selling limited edition knife engraved specifically for InfoWars. It's amazing. So here it is with the American flag, the original 13, Alex Jones, and it is such a storied knife. It's a special operations style knife. It's of the highest quality steel made right here in America in Arkansas. This knife cost over $115 to just produce because it's of the highest quality materials at the highest standards. And there's only 500 of these limited inscription knives with the original 13 colonies flag, commissioned by George Washington, and laser inscribed with my signature, Alex Jones. This is a very important fundraiser. You know, on NPR and on PBS, you know, they get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money every year. They will sell a coffee mug for $100, though it costs $5. And you know you're getting memento to know you supported communism and evil and the New World Order. Well, this is a knife that cost over $115 because it's such high quality. And when you get the knife and you pay the extra money to fund the operation, you are changing the world. So if you want a limited edition knife that is simply amazing, read all about it right now at DMOKnives.com. It is DMOKnives.com. This is a true piece of Americana, and it funds the operation. There's only 500 of this knife available. So please be part of this fundraiser and have this piece of history. Go to DMO, that's Dead Moose Operatives, but just DMO, the letters DMO, knives.com, it's on screen, and you get an additional $25 off when you use promo code Alex. I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me, it's not just the crew, it's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist owned documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out. Because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies, 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer, isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The War Room with Harrison Smith is where the shields of truth are forged in the fires of inquiry.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you caught it there at the end of that last break, but here I am learning about this incredible technology, this bizarre mystery unfolding in front of me. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm already in a heightened state of sensitivity, and suddenly Alex Jones comes busting in, yelling, practically made me jump out of my chair, but obviously a lot of people are very excited about this information, and he wants to have you on tomorrow to really hammer this out. Ashton Forbes is my guest at JustXAshton on Twitter. And like I was saying at the end of the last segment, I love interviews like this because it's not even a back and forth. I'm just an avatar for the audience learning along with them. And hopefully, you know, I can ask the same questions that I know are rattling around the heads of our listeners and viewers right now. And I guess the first one would be, you know, we know that they've been experimenting with anti-gravity technology as early as probably the 40s. A lot of the early UFO sightings were a part of this. As Greg Reese put in his report about what Ashton Forbes and the MH370X group has been revealing, the Bell, or however you say it in German, but it's been around for a while. Now you're talking about quantum mechanics, free energy, anti-gravity technology. Why now? Why do it to this plane? Why risk disclosure of this, and why haven't we seen it since? Why did they do this now?
Yeah, these are got to be the most highly guarded secrets that are out there. I would imagine the only reason why I haven't been dealt with is that they just must assume that Russia and China have already figured out. I mean, if we figured this out from a Twitter account, then, you know, I hope those intelligence communities have, because if they haven't, then we're just so far ahead of them, they don't even matter at this point. Now, you know, I think that there's warring factions in the government, that some people want this out, some people don't. As people can probably tell from online, this stuff is shattering various communities in half. A lot of people can't believe this stuff to be real. It means that we've been getting lied to for a long time. I think that within the government, there's certain factions that say we have to stop the lies. And that's my opinion too, is that we have to get the truth out there. This technology can change the whole world. We don't need to be driving around in cars. We don't need to have planes that are using chemical rockets. We don't need any of this stuff anymore, essentially. You know, anti-gravity technology is real and it's out there. They took a huge risk doing this to the plane. And I don't think they thought it would leak. You know, the risks and the consequences of somebody leaking this are huge. We've speculated the person that leaked this didn't even know that they were looking at US anti-grav technology, if you want to call it that. They probably just thought they were looking at UFOs. And they thought, oh, well, I'm going to leak this UFO video because it's going to tell people that, you know, UFOs took the plane. And then later on, when they start getting charged with life in prison for espionage, they realize, oh, crap, I screwed up. Like, this is actually our technology. I just gave away our trump card potentially to Russia and China, who are going to be able to figure this out. Right. So, you know, the motive here in our minds from looking into this case is the 20 Freescale Semiconductor engineers on board this plane. We found more evidence that ties these people to the plane than I thought would be possible. It's not going to be about these patents that are out there. That's a red herring. You know, those patents are actually owned by the company despite being in individuals, people's names. But I do think it's about the technology that they were working on. A semiconductor is just a non-perfectly conductive superconductor. Now, we found a 2005 NSA National Security Agency report. I couldn't believe we found this. It talks about commercial emergence of room temperature superconductors. And room temperature superconductors are what makes all the magic happen here.
Right.
This is where we talk about floating objects. This is where we can create magnetic fields that are so powerful that they can break the vacuum energies of space-time, where you can create these bubbles that we see that allow these objects to float. This company is referenced 9 times in this report. And the report starts off by saying that this could be available by 2010 or 2012. And this was back in 2005. But then it concludes by saying only if government intervention gets involved. And not just that, but we also found out that this company is actually tied directly to United States aerospace and defense. And that there's actually a press release they put out saying that they had a major initiative dedicated to serving RF power needs for US aerospace and defense. So if you think about it from the perspective of this fire emergency event, then you say, well, the motive is you don't want to lose this intellectual property. Maybe you can't afford to lose it. These people are directly tied potentially to the technology we see in the videos. Now, if you flip it around and say, well, this fire maybe was started as espionage, you know, maybe this whole thing was espionage from the beginning. Now you're trying to prevent these people from going to China with their intellectual property. 12 of them are Malaysian nationals. 8 of them are Chinese nationals, but they're working for an American company. The story that is that they're going to upgrade the plants there in China. So that could be your motive. And then several people have also speculated that, well, maybe the motive is this plane's doomed. If it tries to land in the ocean, it's going to rip apart. Everybody's going to drown in the middle of the night. So maybe you just pull out your, you know, secret project that says, okay, if this is a doomed plane, we're going to test out this technology and see, you know, if we do this macroscopic phase conjugation to the plane, that will people actually survive it, right? Or are we going to have a Philadelphia experiment occur where people are stuck in the hull of the ship, right?
So again, just, you know, when I think about conspiracy and I try to determine whether or not there's something there, I just think of if I'm trying to perpetrate this, if I'm the one who's coordinating or orchestrating it, I would think, okay, if we want to get rid of this plane, or we want to make this plane disappear, we want to take out these 20 semiconductors, whatever it is, there's easier ways to do it. You could hijack it remotely. You could hit it with a missile. What would validate or make reasonable the usage of this technology for this plane in particular? What is it about this plane? Is it the 20 scientists that were on board? Were they transported somewhere else and may still be alive? Like, what is it that would make this worthy of using this technology when you could destroy the plane or make it disappear in easier ways?
Yeah. And that's why I think it's not destruction, because you can just let this plane crash. Right. Everybody's going to be doomed. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's a matter of government's just really great people and they're just trying to save a plane because it's a matter of opportunity. Now, I don't think that our audience here is going to believe that.
Right.
But, you know, maybe. So that's why I think that it's really about self-serving needs, is that the people on board had intellectual property they couldn't afford to lose. And all those conspiracy theories that you were mentioning before all say the plane went to the same location, Diego Garcia military base. That's also where I'm going to speculate that this plane went to if I had to gamble. There was a sighting in the Maldives early in the morning that they see a jumbo jet with the red and white stripe of Malaysian Airlines. The issue was it was from the wrong direction, and it was at 6:15 in the morning, which was far too late in the morning for this to be the plane. But if we have this teleportation kind of capabilities, faster than light travel, then it brings that back into play.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm wondering. I mean, I know the Diego Garcia is close by, but if you're talking about teleportation, does physical proximity even matter at that point?
Yeah, not really. I mean, again, we don't know exactly how and where this plane ends up going. When we look at it in the thermal, we see this cold event. This is an endothermic event. This is not an explosion that's happening. It's an absorption of energy. Explosions are exothermic events, releases of energy. So these runaway lithium-ion battery fires, the reason why they're so dangerous is they keep coming back up every time you put it out. Just like one of those candles, it's those trick candles. But if it's an absorption of energy that's happening, it's possible the event itself is absorbing the energy from the batteries, making it so that that fire is out permanently. And now you can have your plane be anywhere. Part of what we don't know is, can you just set this plane down with this teleportation and have the inertia be completely removed? Or does it have to still obey the laws of conservation of momentum and still be moving? If so, then you need to move this plane somewhere else in the sky where it would still be flying. Or potentially you could just move it anywhere you want. But since we have this sighting in the Maldives, and I happen to believe all these witnesses actually saw the plane, I think that they moved it somewhere else and then they flew it, and flew it low again is what the sighting was in the Maldives, to Diego Garcia, which is the logical place to hide this plane. There's no commercial jets can land there. They've got a protected zone around it. It's got a known CIA black site where there's prisons underneath there that was revealed by a FOIA request many years ago. If you look at it on Google Earth Pro, all the airplanes after 2014 just disappear from the runway.
Right.
It's like, I would guarantee there's an elevator that allows planes to go underground there, and they have an underground hangar somewhere.
Yeah,
and then this also allows for this tiny bits of debris that they found, which is totally consistent with our scenario of a fire and this teleportation. Like, you just rip off the flapper on and throw it in the water, right?
Right.
And then now later, if it washes up on the shore later on. And I'll this flapper on as well.
Hold on right there, Ashton. We got to go to break. I mean, this really is fascinating. What we're dealing with here really takes you out of the realm of logic and understanding this into just bafflement.
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune, cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots. But if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. And then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. Onlinehealthnow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, folks. This is unfortunately our final segment with Ashton Forbes. And if you're as intrigued by all of these revelations as I am, you got to go to Just X Ashton on Twitter at Just X Ashton. He's got a pinned tweet that is extremely thorough. As you said, something like 12 pages of information. The comments are replete with people trying to debunk him and he debunking the debunkers. I mean, you could really go down several rabbit holes here. But I also think your letter to Congress is very concise and has a lot of this information in it. And so you can go to Ashton Forbes's account, his profile, and see the letter to Congress there that gives more of a general overview of this. And of course, Greg Reese put together a video and also just texted me to tell you hello. And he's glad to see you on here, as I am as well. So this is our last segment. And I still have a lot of questions, as I'm sure you do too. But what do you want people to take away from this? Just what is the surface level understanding? If people can walk away with one sentence or one paragraph of understanding as to what the totality of what you've uncovered, what would that one idea be?
Well, first, I want to go ahead and give my condolences to the families of the victims who have been lied to and gaslit by the world and the world governments over what really happened to this plane. I cannot imagine what they've been going through. And that's ultimately the reason why we're doing this, to vindicate them, to vindicate the witnesses who were discredited, the pilots who were vilified, and potentially the leaker who went to prison. And we'll save that potentially for tomorrow for a nice big reveal.
Right.
But what these videos have to do is the largest cover-up potentially of any type of crash or anything that we've ever had in the history of the world, or at least pretty far up there. But the technology pushes it over the limit, that this now becomes the biggest verifiable conspiracy of all time, that there's technology out there that renders all wars obsolete. People are dying for no reason. These wars out there are just for money, and that we have been getting lied to potentially for our whole lives about what the course of human history really could be.
Right.
If we have access to this technology, we can reshape the entire world. And this is why it's potentially being covered up. There's national defense implications to this. Whoever controls this technology is going to control the world. just a few examples of what this technology could lead to. It's not just teleportation. We could actually have cloaking. We could have force fields potentially. We can have fusion power. Free energy is actually on the table here as well. It's not just all good though as well. It is doomsday weapons. Right. People talk about nuclear weapons. Yes, nuclear weapons are very powerful. Doomsday weapons can blow up suns. So this is potentially the reason why this information has been held secret. I truly believe the people that are hiding this believe they're doing so with good intentions, that it's too dangerous potentially for humanity. But I believe and come to the conclusion that the good outweighs the bad. And whatever happens in the future, it's up to us to make sure that we use this this technology responsibly. So the reality is the government, U.S. government, who I am fairly certain is responsible for this, and the third-party contractors who have been developing this technology need to come out and tell the truth. It's past time that we learn the truth and past time that we get past our petty differences, political differences, just the small squabbles that we have over stuff that doesn't matter, and come together and unify using this technology to have it reshape our world and use it responsibly so that we don't destroy ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a topic that's been a favorite of so-called conspiracy theorists for a long time, because we've known for a while that they have technology they haven't revealed. And even the technology that we know they have is really monumental and incredible. And I mean, there's so many things you mentioned that I do want to get into, and I want to get into the whistleblower. We'll save it for tomorrow. We will save that for tomorrow. So I want to ask, you know, quantum entanglement is one of these things where it seems to violate, from my very limited understanding, the laws of physics. In other words, you can have instantaneous information transfer. When you affect one quantum particle, the other one changes that instant, meaning there's no delay even for the speed of light to transfer. So that alone, I think, as you mentioned it earlier, sort of borders on magic. I try to conceive it, that's magic, right? The double slit experiment would be another one, which seems to have to do with human consciousness. So, I mean, that's the other thing that makes this so hard to wrap my mind around. You know, you're talking, and we have the story here from Reuters, loss of employees on Malaysia flight, a blow U.S. chip maker says, and this is Freescale Semiconductors, who had 20 employees on there that went missing. And I think you mentioned, you know, well, they were going to China. Maybe they didn't want to let them get to China. But if you're people with this level of technology, do you even care about the mundane concerns of warring states? I mean, they've got to be above such petty conflicts, right?
Yeah. And so first thing I want to say as well, just so I don't forget, is there is a $145,000 bounty from Kim.com, Investigate Earth podcast, and a wealthy follower who ran for upper office. That they've all donated this money. And the intention is that anyone who can find the hoaxer of these videos, if anyone thinks that they're not real, go find the hoaxer, bring us the hard drive full of their source work, and you can get $145,000. That's how serious, not just me, but the people who've been following this case are about proving that these videos are authentic. That's the only way anyone can debunk these videos. Now, with respect to the technology, quantum teleportation is real. It's actually been proven multiple times over. Another scientific concept that people struggle with is time dilation is also real. I mean, time is a fluid symmetry. Time flows differently depending on where you are in space-time, depending on how much mass you are near. It doesn't seem that way because we're all on the same planet experiencing the same time dilation effects. Mm. These concepts have been proven. And the only thing we need to extend it to the level where we can have teleportation as we see in these videos is a unification theory of quantum and macro. And that's why I've been talking to physicists and engineers. That's why they've been reaching out to me, because a lot of these people have reached out saying, these videos can prove my concepts, my science, you know? And so that's what can enable all this. But like you said, it's almost like breakaway civilization level at this point, right? The technology is so advanced that it renders everything else obsolete. One hypothetical example of this is that we might be able to just annihilate any nuke or missile that's sent at us. It's a perfect defense mechanism. I mean, we can teleport it back onto them as well, but we might just be able to completely annihilate it and render it just completely moot. So this is the reason why this is a trump card. You don't want to play this card unless you really have to,
right?
Which means that the motive here has to be about much more than just money, right? It's just, this is too risky. Although I don't think they ever thought this would leak. You know, it really took somebody to make a sacrifice to make this happen. And I think that people in the UFO community, that's what they keep talking about. Well, we need somebody to come out and just leak it and go to jail. Well, that's what happened in this case. And tomorrow, I can't wait to talk to your audiences about that.
It is absolutely incredible. And just to clarify, because we just saw the video on screen there for our television viewers, that's not a cut. That's the plane disappearing. The footage continues, but the plane's not there anymore. Yeah. It looks like it could be, you know, like a cut or a, you know, some video artifact, but that's what actually happened to the plane. It was there and then it was gone.
Yeah, the part about it is that this just makes more sense than anything else has happened. It seems impossible. I even struggle with it. I had ontological shock for weeks where I even had to go ask my family, am I in some kind of Truman Show right. situation where you guys are just all playing a prank on me because I can't figure out how this could be happening. But as the days have gone by, I've made connections with people I never thought I would that have essentially led me to believe that, yes, this is all real and this technology is being hidden. And that certain factions of the government want this stuff to come out, others don't. I mean, I've even wondered, am I being used myself indirectly just to help get it out? Right. But the more I look through the evidence here, I think they're still trying to hide this desperately. Because the reality is, I don't think they think we're prepared for it. I think they think this technology is so dangerous that they don't want it out there in the public's hands, and that they're doing anything they can to keep it secret. So that's why I am imploring your audience to look at this with an open mind. There's a lot of people out there that will never be able to believe these videos to be real no matter what, because that means they've been getting lied to by their authorities, but lied to by the media that they trust, lied to by the academics they've been getting taught, and that they haven't been getting taught the real science that is out there that's not science fiction, but just science itself.
It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, I think it's obvious, it should be obvious to our audience why they would want to hide something like this. After all, they've hidden things like this before. I mean, anybody who's looked into Nikola Tesla understands that free energy is completely possible on this planet. But you can see from climate change to wars in the Middle East, I mean, control of resources is a very useful leverage to get people to do things they wouldn't otherwise do, like go to war and kill each other. So for the control system that is really their superlative concern to continue, they have to have resources that they control the flow of. And if you present technology that undoes the need for all resources, there goes their power. So it seems obvious to me why they would want to hide this. I'm blown away by this. Obviously, my interest is incredibly piqued. I'm sure our audience is as well. You can go and find just an overabundance of information on Ashton's Twitter. It's at just X Ashton. That's at just X Ashton. Same name as his YouTube. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for all the work that you've done. And I'm very excited to hear you again tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Harrison.
Oh boy. I'm absolutely blown away. It's not often that we have a guest that leaves me just completely speechless as to what's been uncovered, from quantum mechanics to, I'd even say, time travel is hinted at this, anti-gravity, endless free energy. I mean, this is it, folks. This could be a revelation that can shake the world at the foundation. Incredible stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock, because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products, for good reason too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.